Ladies and gentlemen, Happy New Year. Welcome back to, I guess, America or wherever the fuck we live right now. This is the Good Podcast 2021, and I'm here with the greatest lineup, the greatest five-man lineup since the 04 Pistons. We got Shane on the podcast. Mike, what you looking at? The greatest, the Warrior shit don't matter, man. Mike's here. Yeah, man, them niggas is trash. They had to put Bogut in the lineup, so it don't matter. We got Mike here, DJ here, and old P-Jack. And, you know, before we get to the Dabo slander, it's a lot of shit going on, man. These white people is out of control.
Yeah, I don't even know if out of control is the right word you could use. Like, these motherfuckers have lost their mind.
I can't get over this stupid bitch that got clipped yesterday. You died. You died for Donald Trump. Like, think about that. I mean, how fucked up is that? You died for a fucking a TV show host,
an idiot
that cares nothing about you, and you took your dumb white trailer park trash ass up into the Capitol and got fucking clipped.
Right? I don't mean to laugh, but did you see the video?
Yeah, like, it's fantastic.
My man was hiding behind the door and he lined
yeah,
her ass up.
It was some waiting. Call of Duty shit. Yeah.
This boy Quan put the Young Metro drop on that shit.
Yo, I've seen like six different drops and I've watched every video. The Quentin Tarantino drop was fucking hilarious.
I didn't see that one.
Another funny thing too is that loser that was standing next to her with the blue hoodie on.
Yeah,
he got interviewed after all that shit happened, but when she got popped, he didn't know what to do. He was scared. So this ignorant motherfucker pulled out his cell phone and started recording.
That's just what you do now, man.
Once again, that's just the nature of what people do in the world today. It's just
They found her Twitter account too. Like, I was going through her timeline and she was on the plane like 2 days ago with the Trump 2020 mask and, you know, we're on our way.
Nobody can stop us. Hold on a minute, bitch.
Now you're rotten and pissed, you stupid bitch.
She retweeted that.
So conservative the other day. It was like, well, when do we win? And she's like, January 6th.
Ooh, that's some foreshadowing for your ass.
She landed all right.
And speaking of Trump and losing, let's talk about those Clemson Tigers. This is what I like to call the Dabo Swinney slander hour. Last Friday, on New Year's Day, you saw the Ohio State Buckeyes, as much as I hate saying it, go out and put their foot in the Clemson Tigers' ass. Score 49-28. Dabo got out-coached, out-everything. What do you guys... While you were watching the game, Shane, what was going through your head aside from wow, they're getting their ass kicked?
I mean, it just became apparent like pretty quick that Clemson's defense had absolutely no answer for Sermon and Fields. I mean, the offensive line, like that kid, that right away, like I didn't realize that. I thought if Ohio State was to win the game, I thought it was really going to have to all squarely be on Fields' shoulders, which I thought was certainly possible, but I didn't realize they were going to run the ball and dominate the line of scrimmage like that, which they did. I mean, Sermon set the flow in those first couple drives. And then, you know, once you guys know, I mean, you played, once you have to really start focusing on the run, that opens up the pass game, and Dabo had absolutely no answer for it. And it was a joy to watch.
It was a joy to watch. I feel like that's going to be the underlying theme of this entire episode. PJ, you feel the same way?
Absolutely. I'm glad that cocksucker got beat. To continue to put your fucking foot in your mouth, and it started from the beginning of this summer when one of the football players on the team when the racial shit was really picking up, and he came out and said that, hey, the assistant coach used the N-word against me, and Dabo just swept that shit under the rug. Like, you know, he's the old Bible guy. You know, we do no wrong over here in Clemson. Fuck him. Fuck that nigga. I'm glad they got their ass whooped. And, you know, to piggyback off what Shane said, I think in the past, one of Clemson's greatest strengths in the past few years of why they turned the tide and become such a program is the amount of dogs they've had on that defensive line. And they didn't have a dog the other day. They had nobody. They got a young freshman that made plays, and he's going to be an up-and-coming player. But they got manhandled at the line of scrimmage. Absolutely manhandled. And there was nothing that Dabo, Venables, there was no call that they could make to slow Ohio State down. And like Shane said, that just opened up the pass, and Fields just, even with a fucked up rib or whatever injury he got that they hiding, and they doing a very good job of not saying what it is and what the situation looked like, was still continuing out there to just throw bombs on their ass. And very excited for this national championship, and very excited to get Dabo ass up out of here.
Man, Fields played after that injury, he came out tough as hell. I know them NFL GMs is licking they chops. I know he glad the Lions ain't in the first or second position either.
Well, he's still black, so let's not forget that. He's still a black quarterback, and that's still going to come back to haunt him when they start doing the scouting and all that other good shit. But, yes, when you look at toughness, you're going to have to check that box and say, that motherfucker got it.
Yeah. I've seen a couple where people are still mocking Zach Wilson ahead of him.
Todd McShay's mock draft today, and he's a cocksucker. I can't stand him. But he has Fields 15th. Are you fucking? I'm serious. He released it today, and you know, he was getting slandered for it. But I looked at it, and yeah, he has Fields 15th. I mean, are you kidding me?
To who?
I don't remember, but he was 15th.
I looked that up. DJ, did you get the same impression from watching the game that, you know, Fields is going to be a great – well, there was argument during the game that, you know, Fields is having the better game, so he has that potential to be a better pro. Did you get that feeling, DJ?
He got the potential to be a better pro. I think it just depends on where he lands and where Lawrence lands as well. I didn't really see, like, the big gap they was talking about, like, man, Trevor Lawrence is this much better than Justin Fields, because based off that game, I didn't see too much of a difference. Trevor Lawrence has a longer body of work, which can be good and bad because it gives people more time to nitpick things that you did. But Justin Fields only lost one time in his career, and that was last year against them when they got cheated, and that game should have been over anyways. But I feel like that he probably is going to go to, like Prentice said, he's a black quarterback, so that's automatically is going to make people kind of caution. Then he coming from Ohio State, which don't got a good reputation of putting solid quarterbacks into the league. They're going to bring that up too. And so it was just good seeing Dabo losing. The game got off to like a really good start though. And Mike was going crazy, and he was like, man, it's over. But I was like, it's still like 3.5 quarters left. Like, the game is going. But that just made me think about Clemson defense. Like Shane said, Ian Book and them put up 47 on them dudes. And so, and he probably going to be working at like Finish Line or something next year. So if he could put up 47 on them, I can, like, I was just seeing like, Justin Fields and them probably was able to do their thing. And it was just surprising to see. But, like, watching Dabo do his, like, post-game, just, like, laughing, like, just, I don't know. It was just good, man.
Mike, as the resident Ohio State fan, the floor is all yours.
Man, no, I said on this podcast last time, I think I asked you specifically, Shane, I think, I don't remember, but I asked about Justin Fields' stock. So we halfway there. If he can find a way to help them beat the Crimson Tide, that stock won't go up like crazy. Now, I still think Trevor Lawrence is the best quarterback, I still think he's the best player in college football. Like, you know, like you said, DJ, body of work. But like, dude is just, he just NFL ready. He been NFL ready. So I'm not going to be a prisoner of the moment and bullshit y'all and say that Justin Fields is just better. He had a better game. And if you look at Trevor Lawrence's two losses in his career, he lost to Joe Burrow and Justin Fields. Now, Joe Burrow, he was, that was a buzzsaw last year, you know. So I'm not going to take nothing away from Trevor Lawrence losing for them. Justin Fields had the best game of his career. And he's been underwhelming all season. And then they only played six games. So it's rhythm is just like, I don't know. I wasn't really happy with this year's Ohio State team. But again, it's only so much you can do with six games, all Big Ten. The Big Ten fucking sucks this year. Like, I don't give a fuck about Indiana or none of them other fucking bomb-ass teams. Like, it was only one really good team this year, and that was Ohio State. So they didn't get the competition, I don't think. You didn't have a non-conference game to play against a top talent. So when he played in the big lights, he played very well. And the rest of the team played well. Defense played pretty good. Everywhere, skill positions was just awesome. Sermon played his ass off.
I'm worried about their corners, though. Ohio State corners.
Ohio State. I'm worried about them. When you got the Heisman winner and then Waddle possibly coming back, yeah, that's any team that's going to be scary against.
I mean, you're gonna need to score 45 points to win this.
Yeah,
game.
That's just, and it's gonna be tough. You're gonna have to score a damn near 50. So I mean, Shane, thanks for the money last week. I won't be betting against. I mean, I won't be betting with Ohio State and spread this week. I'm surprised it's where it's at. But at the same time, it's fuck Dabo forever. That motherfucker said the two quotes he said. Well, not the two quotes. The two things he did. Number one. Was not putting Ohio State in the top 10 because they had only played six games in the fucking coaches poll. Like, how dare you, dude? Like, your team is ranked, has been ranked number one pretty much every year without playing any games. So you can't get these motherfuckers their friend ranking regardless of how many games they play. Okay, cool. All right, that's cool. And then number two, oh, it's going to be a quick study. They only have six games. It's only going to be a quick study. You talk about the motherfucker eating their words. So
I think it's a quick study. It got beat. Hey,
it's been a rough week for MAGA Dabo. First, he fucking gets his ass kicked on national TV, and now his fucking Lord and Savior Donnie Trump is heading to prison. Eat a fucking dick, cocksucker.
There's nothing like chalkboard material.
And you know, but I want to get to one of Mike's points, though. So. One of the reasons I really liked Ohio State in this game, especially the taking the 7.5 points, was we seem to have this like odd perception publicly that Fields' stock was dropping and Ohio State just wasn't that good. When they played Northwestern, they barely beat them. First of all, Ohio State was missing like 20 guys to COVID. Right. And like credit words due, Northwestern had a really good defense this year. Like they were one of the best defensive teams in the country. They showed it almost every week by the stats, by everything. So
they always well coached. You know,
like, yeah. I mean, they're just solid all around. So we just kind of like people just like wrote Ohio State off, and I thought it was a big mistake. Now that being said, I don't see them beating Alabama. And I mean, I'm not betting it. I don't really have any rooting interest. I don't dislike or I actually like both teams. I like both programs. I'm just really hoping for a good game. I think we're going to see a lot of points. I think Alabama's defense is more capable of getting stops than Ohio State's is. I just think that's pretty much what it comes down to. Ohio State's corners are, if that's one thing about Ohio State, is their defensive speed is just not really there. Like Clemson, they attacked that in the beginning. They went outside. And I was thinking, like, man, this is not looking like it's going to be a long day defensively. I'm thinking, like, man, Fields is going to have to put up at least 40 to hang in this thing. And, you know, they did make adjustments. I'll give them credit for that. But this Alabama offense, man, I mean, this is just – it's like a whole nother world. And now Waddle might – I mean, he might play. I mean, who knows how effective he could be. But even just him being out there, that just adds more to, you know, the scary potential that Alabama has. If Ohio State is going to win, they're going to have to win something like, you know, 47-42 or something like that, because I don't know how you're keeping that Alabama offense under 40s. Sark, I don't know if he was drinking at halftime again or whatever he does, but like, he just came out, stopped throwing the ball in the third quarter against Notre Dame. Like they, I don't know why they stopped throwing. It was really bizarre. Maybe he was on his phone with Texas talking about the job and he just hit the bottle and I don't know, but
There's no way.
I don't know. I know you got to be pumped up. Like, I mean, your team's in the national championship, but I'm just trying to talk myself into how they can win. And I just don't see it.
There's no way we're ever going to get.
It's tough. This is a really good, this is probably one of the best Alabama offenses I've seen, like spread out as far as just, I mean, even last year with all the guys they had, it was sick. But this year, man, I mean, they just.
People laughed at me on Twitter like a month ago when I said Mac Jones is a better college quarterback for this system than Tua was. And yeah. I'll stick
with it. I ain't trying to hear that shit either.
I'm telling you.
I know you know your shit, but I ain't trying to hear that shit right now. No, hell no.
Yeah, but he really might be, though. I mean, you just have to consider everything that Tua played with last year. I mean, you even go back and look at the Alabama and LSU football game. Shit, that's what, 6, 7 first round draft pick receivers in that game alone. I think it's 6. LSU will have another one this year, one last year, and all 4 of them boys from Bama going in the first round. So, I mean, just the amount of talent that Joe Burrow and Tua got to play with, you know, and Mac Jones, you know, lost Waddle. Waddle may be the best of the 4 out of Bama, to be honest with you. And, I mean, he had a hell of a year. I mean, I can see Ohio State winning if he just has an off game and he's turning over the football. But, you know, they haven't done that all year. So, you just never know.
Mac is good.
Healthy. Yeah, first round pick.
Healthy is an attribute. Yeah.
No.
Yes. Yes. Man. I'm not saying I think he should be, but he will be.
Get us. That's Jordan Paxson written all over him.
Especially if
he looks good Monday night, for sure.
I can see a team trading up late in the first to get him.
Jordan Love won in the first round. Paxton Lynch won in the first round. I mean, it's not Paxton, like being yeah, going Paxton in the Lynch. First round really doesn't mean as much anymore. Teams are just more thirsty for quarterbacks.
Yeah,
but you know that they're gonna nitpick his game.
If like Daniel Jones can go fucking like what do you go in fifth,
sixth, or fifth, right?
Wasn't it? Like if he can go that high, Mac Jones can go on the first in the first round.
Drew Lock was a first round pick, right? I mean,
Danny turnover.
PJ, you said you picking Bama.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any rooting interest. I like both programs. I like what Ohio State do. I like a lot of players that go to that program and what they do. I follow, you know, even, you know, since the Ted Ginn days. I just like Ohio State and the things they do and how they beat the shit out of Michigan every year. So I don't care who wins. I would like to see Ryan Day get his first title, but
he's a damn good coach.
Yeah, he is, and but
he took that. I mean, he's always got a warm spot with us because he took that fucking scumbag to the woodshed.
But he, you know, Nick Saban got enough time to, you know, kind of dissect Fields a little bit, and I don't think he'll make the same mistakes that Clemson made.
DJ, finish it off with the prediction for Monday.
I got Bama winning. I don't want them to, but because I hate saving, get them out of here. Ohio State does have a chance, but I do feel like they got to put up some points. And Clemson showed, like, if you get them in that spread and you start going against their corners, you can have a good chance of, you know, putting up a lot of points. They don't got, like, the real top big physical corner that I'm used to Ohio State leaving. That player went to your team, Quan, in the Lions. So, like, I do got Bama winning. I do got Bama winning, though. And Saban going to get his, 7th title. But I hope Ohio State win.
I just want to know, what the fuck did I do to you guys? Like, there's Michigan slander. There's Lions slander.
It was a connection.
All I like, did. No, I'm talking about Prentice.
I mean, it all tie in together. You know what I'm saying?
Let's get to the fucking Davos. Yo state tried to
tie up and kill a governor. I mean, that's just, this whole Trump shit. All that shit tie in together.
They knew they got away with the shit out there, so they like, fuck it.
PC and
do this shit too.
Oh, that shit, Tyler. Fuck
this. Are you guys done talking about me so we can talk about Dabo some more?
But Dabo can pass away. Fuck Dabo.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, well, that's a good segue. That's a good segue. Some more Dabo slander.
Get him out of here.
That's going to be another theme of this. William Christopher Dabo Sweeney.
That's his name?
Yeah, that's his nigga name.
I figured his hick parents just gave him the Dabo name like they do wherever the fuck he's from. And that's, you know, I didn't know that was like a third name or something.
He got the nickname from his infant brother, Tripp, who would try to enunciate that boy. That's one of the worst stories I've ever heard. I'm calling this nigga William from now on. Bill Sweeney. Did you know that Bill Sweeney played football at Alabama?
Yes.
He played wide receiver. Can anybody guess his career stat line? In three seasons.
Like 300 yards, 400 yards.
That's very generous, DJ.
Oh, no, 70 yards.
81 70? Yards.
Oh, okay.
Seven catches for 81 yards. Is there anything, like, good about him? As far, I mean, like, he's obviously a good coach.
As a Florida State fan and having to deal with these motherfuckers now, he is a hell of a coach. And not only is he a hell of a coach, he keeps his assistants. Like, he is not keeping his assistants. It's, we do well, we get a raise. All the raise is going to the assistants. Like, his defensive coordinator makes, no bullshit, maybe $3 million a year. You know, so he's taken care of. He take care of his guys, and that's something that I can applaud, but he's still an ugly motherfucker that I can't stand, and I can't wait till the rain is over.
You know, I don't think he's gonna be there probably as long as Saban is at Bama. Like, I don't see him leaving. It, like, that's gonna be a job that he has to walk away from himself.
Well, it was a situation to where when Nick Saban was, you heard these rumors every year that he will retire. And Dabo name always came up because he played there and he coached there. But now, with the success that he's had at Clemson, I don't think there's a way he can leave. Like, he's going to get a statue out there.
There's no reason to, right?
Yeah. There's no reason for him to leave.
He'll get a raise whenever he wants a raise.
Yeah, and he's only 51, so, like...
Right, he got plenty of time to do what he want to do at Clemson.
Yeah.
He's 51 with two chips already, so that's tough.
I mean, honestly, the only way we're going to get rid of the cockroach is if he pulls something like goes to the Capitol or something and gets clipped.
Hopefully. Let that ride out.
Put that nigga ass in the dirt.
Put that nigga ass in the dirt.
Damn, that's fun. That's the funniest fucking quote.
Smoking on Pookie Load tonight.
I've been using that shit the last day so fucking much.
Put that nigga ass in the dirt.
Do you think that Dabo was there in some way?
Yeah, did you see the one picture of the guy with, like, had the one tooth?
Yeah.
And, like, the rest of the bottom of his mouth, he had no teeth. Yeah. He was with him in spirit.
He was there some way. Let's get back to the elephant in the room, I guess. COVID has taken out the entire Cleveland Browns organization, which I don't really think that they were going to go far anyway, but you see the unfairness in this season. We've been talking about it the last few podcast episodes, is, you know, how the NFL is definitely going to treat each situation differently. COVID running wild, brother, through the entire organization. And there's been no postponement, no rescheduling of the playoff game. And I don't think the Browns have had a practice. The facility shut down. How bad are they going to get their ass whooped?
They're going to get their ass whooped regardless.
You think so?
But like, no, I don't think so. I said, like, I think I tweeted like last week, like, if the Browns and the Steelers play each other, that's probably the only way that they're going to get to play more than one game. Because, like, I'm not really so confident in the Steelers. Like, what have the Steelers shown over the past, you know, few weeks that's going to be like, oh, man, they about to take off. And then Ben took that week off, which, I mean, that could be positive or negative. Like, because although he is a veteran, but he hasn't been playing, like, up to, you know, his usually high, like, standards. And I think that the Browns, if they run the ball and don't try to do a whole bunch of, like, cute stuff, they'll be able to stay in the game because I'm not really too confident in whatever the Steelers are doing. The Steelers going to be ready, but the Browns just can't get cute. Just keep running the ball, play-action pass, rollouts, do all that stuff that y'all used to doing. Don't do nothing, you know, extra. And it's going to be they said that the coach can call up until the game time. So I guess he's going to give a speech or whatever, but that's about it. But everybody else is, you know, I guess the special teams coordinator is calling the play. So that's going to be interesting because he was supposed to call them earlier this season, but the head coach ain't never let him do it. So now he actually get to do it. So, but I don't see the Steelers just blowing them out unless the Browns just come out there and just lay an egg.
Listen, we watched that Lions team go up against Tom Brady with some niggas like me calling the game. So, I mean, the Browns, I don't think the Browns had a shot, but they definitely ain't got a shot now.
You know what? Where I think the NFL fucked up is when you sit here and you lied every week about COVID and not have any situations and not canceling any games. Now you get to the playoff where fans care the most. Fans are going to tune in. Fans are going to watch. This is the entertainment part that we really want. And if you would have did the thing right the first time, we would have been fine with a playoff game getting postponed or moved later in the week or moved because we want to see a good matchup. We want to see a fair matchup. We want to see teams at 100%. Like, there's rumor that the Ohio State-Alabama game may get moved back because Ohio State's still dealing with COVID. I'm fine with that. If we can get both teams 100% and we're going to get our best game, that's fine. Everybody's going to be fine with that. But the NFL backed themselves into this corner with lying every week. Here in week 17, everybody's clear.
Everything's a go. Like,
everything's a go, and you didn't cancel no games. All these sports are having issues. You don't have an issue, and then now you get to the playoff, and now the Browns are in a situation where they don't have their coach. I just have a hard time believing that your best offensive lineman, a guard, has COVID, but none of the other four guys around him do. I played football to know long enough that these fat, dirty motherfuckers hang around with each other. All nasty. They hang around with each other all fucking day. If one got it, all five of them got it. And
they're going to have COVID on probably Monday. They're going to have it on Monday. They don't got it now. They're going to have it on Monday.
COVID's not detectable on Sundays. It's only detectable on Mondays. Saturday.
Yeah.
So, to speak about COVID for a minute, I saw something late last night from one of the Packers insiders, guy who always has pretty good scoops. And he said, and it hasn't officially been announced yet because the Packers have a bye, but they're going to let – Green Bay is going to let up to 10,000 people come to the playoff game. Now, up until now, the only people that have come to Lambeau Field since like in the first couple months, it was nobody. And then it was like family and first responders were allowed. Okay, fine. So you mean to tell me that we're all of a sudden safe to host 10,000 people in a football stadium? Now, I get it. You want the most home field advantage you can. But, I mean, it's a complete joke. It's a complete joke. And they've treated it like a joke the entire year. And here's where we are. And, you know, they're not going to move games back because for the simple fact that if you move one game back, that's going to screw up the potential Super Bowl date. And they will not move the Super Bowl date because of all the money, because of everything that comes with it. You know, people are going to go to the game. You have hotel, flights, you know, you're paying entertainers. It's just, it's a deal you have with the city that it's in. It happens to be, I think it's Tampa this year. So, I mean, they pretended all year that it doesn't exist, and they're going to continue to do that through the Super Bowl.
What do you think the highest attended
until
Patrick Mahomes,
until one of these quarterbacks that
it's gonna
that
have to be Mahomes to or Brady.
It's gonna have to be, or Rodgers, yep. One of the three.
Or
Lamar is the fucking reigning MVP, and he had it, and not a peep.
He nigga though. He not like Patrick Mahomes, but he nigga.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. He a receiver anyway, playing quarterback. My bad.
They ain't looking out for that. That nigga's in trouble. Who do you think had the highest attended game? Kansas City let fans in all year, didn't they? Or most of the year?
I think Jacksonville did. I think some of them teams in Florida, let teams in early, and they didn't give a fuck how many people came.
And Dallas was letting people in too. They're adult. They're closed in. Like, I mean, you could at least make somewhat of a case for some of these teams that are outdoor stadiums that have people because of what they've said about how it's just not spreading as much outdoors. But I mean, you have dome teams. Hosting people. Sean Payton. Did you guys see the Sean Payton quote? He wanted to figure out a way to have 50,000 people at the Super Bowl at the Superdome, and he got shut down. Like, what goes through these people's heads?
I know they were trying to get it at LSU at some point. They were trying to have their games in Baton Rouge, possibly because city of New Orleans wasn't going for them.
Right.
So, but right. Prentice, did Indy have fans?
Indy started having fans three home games. I think the last home game they led up to 10,000 fans. I think come.
Ohio State was trying to have fans, and then their team right now that's like dealing with COVID. They AD was like, man, we could probably fit in 30 to 40K or something. He said something crazy. This was back then before the season even started. And they've been dealing with COVID like the whole season. So it just goes to show like whoever is making these decisions
is white.
Yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Well, the idiot from Florida, Dan Mullen, that fat sack of shit.
Yeah.
He wanted 90,000 people at the Florida. He wanted 90, and then a week later, after everybody mocked him, he tested positive for COVID.
Half a team did. That motherfucker said, we go pack the swamp. We did pack the swamp.
Yeah.
Stupid motherfucker.
You just got to operate like a white person, man. Do whatever you want.
Was it Texas A&M they lost to? And they're like, oh, they had home field advantage. They had fans. They was wild. That motherfucker was mad.
Yeah, that's what he said in his post-game conference. Yep.
Oh, man.
Fucking idiot.
Is there any playoff game that you are looking forward to this weekend? I think, you know, we got Buccaneers is going to shit on Washington.
That's what I wanted to ask you guys too, because like I've been thinking about this all week, and I'm looking at each individual wildcard game, and I said this on Twitter, and I'm still kind of thinking it. I cannot make a strong case for any favorite to lose this weekend. Any. And the smallest favorite is Baltimore. Just by the line. I've gone through every single game. I cannot make a, I'm not saying it won't happen, because you know,
I can. Baltimore haven't beat them. I can. Baltimore haven't beat the Titans in the past
so
two times
you like
that
the
they
Titans.
Played. I mean, I can make a case. I think Baltimore is going to win, but you said to make a case, but I can make a case that the Titans will win because they just beat them. And then they beat them last year doing the same thing. And the Baltimore team last year was even better than the one this year because their defense be kind of leaky at times. But if you told me on Monday that the Titans beat them, I would not be shocked because I haven't seen nothing from either one of those teams that showed me that they are like going to, you know, dominate the other team. Now the Titans defense is not really all that good, but also when you forcing Lamar to throw the ball a lot, that's going to bode well for the Titans defense. Now, if they offensive coordinator is doing, you know, what he should be doing, which is doing all them runs, like the motion snaps and all that stuff, that crazy stuff that they do, then they should be good. But they did that in the game, whatever week they played this year and last year, and they lost. So I need to see Lamar have a good playoff game. I need to see the Ravens not get punched in the mouth in the fourth quarter. Because the last two times they didn't play the Titans, they got punched in the mouth in the fourth quarter and lost. Now, they could beat them, though. They should, but I can't say that it's going to be like a blowout or it's going to be like they're going to win by 10. For me, that game is a pickle.
You don't think the LA got a chance of Seattle? Shane?
Golf playing?
Is golf playing?
I think he is going to play.
Is he healthy enough?
Right, that's the question. I mean, he's got a bad thumb injury, you know, that on his throwing hand.
Yeah. On his throwing hand? Oh, okay.
So that's
tough.
I don't know. I just can't. And I'm not high on Seattle. I've said that on here. I'm just not. I don't really have a reason to think that the Rams win that game. Yeah. I won't be that surprised. But I am actually in strong disagreement with DJ on Baltimore as a whole. Baltimore is going to beat Tennessee, and I'll do you one better. Assuming Pittsburgh beats Cleveland, which I think we all are in agreement there, Baltimore is going to go to Kansas City next week and beat them. I am buying everything about this Ravens team right now.
Why?
Because I think we have this perception that Lamar Jackson has had a bad year. Like he hasn't been that good. Right? I think that's kind of fair. I think a lot of people kind of see that. He's still the sixth ranked quarterback in the league. Like he is still really fucking good. And their defense is starting to play better. They have a really remember talking to Mike about this. Since they made the change to really prioritizing J.K. Dobbins as running back over Mark Ingram, their run game has been, the 1-2 punch with him and Gus Edwards has been really good. And I just think like the way they're playing, I think they're playing very good at the right time. And I'm buying that Lamar's going to buy. DJ's right. Lamar's had two bad playoff games. First year he gets a pass, I guess, because that was, you know, he didn't really start all year and he played against a pretty strong Chargers defense. Last year was just, you know, they just got beat. I think Lamar comes out with something to prove and they run all over. And Tennessee's defense is terrible. They are not going to have an answer for Lamar in that run game. I hope so. I really
they shouldn't, but
I feel strongly that they're going to beat Tennessee. And I really think they can go to Kansas City and beat a Chiefs team that's not that good. Like they are not that good. They've been in so many close games this year. Look at it. How many close games have the Chiefs been in this year?
Mike left. Why are you trying to hear that? No, they've been in a lot, but no, like what you said about the Ravens is true. Like they should do it, but I just need to see it, man, because I haven't seen it. And then I thought that they were just gonna be so much better than a Titans, but then the Titans beat them this year, doing the same thing that they did in the playoff game. And so I hope Lamar come out like on fire and then he not pressing, because guys usually either press and then make mistakes or they come out and then they like kill. So hopefully he not pressing, because we have seen him press this year, whereas last year he was more comfortable until the playoffs. But this year I feel like he was pressing. Like you said, his stats have been good this year, but I do not see them beating no Chiefs.
Mike, you good, man? Yo, you muted.
Got to crack another bill, man. First off,
let's hear it.
I've never, since I can remember being an NFL fan that actually knew what the fuck I was talking about, I've never thought a team was going to repeat. The closest I probably came, like, it's hard for teams to even make it back. The Chiefs are going to win. They won one. They're going to win at least three out of the next two out of the next four to make it three out of five. They're going to win. And this year is going to be number two. There's no fucking team close. There's nobody close.
We said nobody. That last year, though. We said that last year going into the playoffs.
And they won the fucking Super Bowl.
There were moments they should have lost.
I don't want to hear that.
They should have lost.
Hold on. When did we say that? We said that last year about the Chiefs.
Kansas City was the overwhelming favorite going into the Super Bowl last year.
I think a lot of people were still on New England last year. Last year?
It was only a 1-point line last year.
Oh, yeah. No, not last year. Yeah, everybody was
in the Super Bowl
towards the end of the year.
Yeah, and the Super Bowl was won. The Super Bowl was widely considered pretty much a toss-up. And
I'm not talking about the Super Bowl. I'm just talking about the Chiefs getting to the Super Bowl. I'm focusing on the AFC right now. I think there was a few people maybe thought New England, but Kansas City was an overwhelming favorite to come out the AFC last year.
You got me. Baltimore was hot too, though, last year. Baltimore was hot, and they had
the MVP. One seed. Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of
teams.
And they got tripped up.
It happens. I mean, like, I'm telling you, Lamar Jackson, they are going to unleash Lamar. He did not run much this year as he did last year. Like, they saved him a little more. They ran the ball more with the running backs, and they tried to make him more of a passer. They want, you know, a guy like Lamar, you have to kind of try to save for a playoff run because one hit, he can be done. But that's just the kind of style he plays. I am buying Baltimore at this spot. I'm telling you, I'm on record.
You got 1,000 yards rushing too.
My money will be where my mouth is too. You know that.
I respect the hot take.
Let me ask you this, Shane. You said Buffalo was representing the AFC, right?
Yeah, you changed your mind.
If what I think is going to happen happens, so Pittsburgh beats Cleveland, which means Pittsburgh automatically goes to Buffalo. Buffalo will beat that rapist silly. Then you have Baltimore. Come on, I will be lining up my pockets at the right price to put a lot of money on Buffalo if we get that game. And then so Baltimore beats Tennessee this weekend. That's lock that up. That's happening. And then I'm saying I think Baltimore has the right style and chance to go to Kansas City and win that game. I really, really do. And Mahomes is scary. I'm just saying, like, you look at that Chiefs team overall, their defense is not very good. And what's to say Baltimore can't go in there and beat them? I seriously think they can, and I think they will. And then if we do get Baltimore-Buffalo, I would be more inclined to think Buffalo would win that game. I think Buffalo's going to win the AFC. I think we're looking at Buffalo and Green Bay in the Super Bowl.
So for Buffalo to win the AFC, Kansas City is out. They're not going through Kansas City to beat them. That's what you're saying.
Kansas City is not going to the Super Bowl. If they beat Baltimore, they will lose to Buffalo. Kansas City is not going to the Super Bowl. They are not.
Okay. Mike, why don't you go ahead and get you another beer, man? You look like you would get
Hey, Mike, you know I'm not one of these. You know I'm not one of these hot take guys. You know I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
DJ, I tell you what I sent him today about. Was it yesterday about Baltimore? I'm putting a motherfucking house on Baltimore. Don't trip. So I got that for this round. But number 15 for the Kansas City Chiefs is still playing, dog.
The best. I am not talking down.
Kelsey's playing out of his mind.
But you have to look at it
from Hill is playing out of his mind.
You have to also look at it.
That motherfucker's putting up 200 yards in a quarter.
But you got to look at it.
In the third quarter. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is
Mike. You got to.
This is a team that these motherfuckers came back from three scores last year, like multiple games, and it was
you
like.
Don't keep relying on that. Eventually, you're gonna get bit.
I've relied on it all season. I've caught the Chiefs all season long live. Spread, camera that shit. They down 14. Give me 0.5 points. We don't cash that shit up. This dude, look, I've never thought somebody was gonna go back to back in the NFL. That's probably the hardest shit to do in sports. Probably, like, it has to be. It's one and done. You know, any given Sunday, these motherfuckers. There's nobody close. There's no one close. They have one of the better coaches in the league. Andy Reid really does this postseason shit, and he's gotten better. over the years. He's gotten better.
Andy Reid also got bailed out by Bill O'Brien by kicking a field goal when it was 21-0.
If they press
and go, and I get it, like Kansas City, they did what they had to do. They came back. It's a big testament. They came back from 24 points in the AFC Championship. They came back from a double-digit fourth-quarter lead in the Super Bowl. I am not going to disagree that Kansas City is, on paper, the best team. But to think that they are just some team that is, you know, the Golden State Warriors of 2017, that you're just not going to beat, you're great. No way. And I'm telling you, there's two teams in the AFC that can 100% go there and win, and it's Baltimore and it's Buffalo.
I do like Buffalo because the game they played, that was not a Kansas City Chiefs game. They ran the ball the whole game. It's shitty weather. Mahomes was pissed in the postseason presser. He's like, y'all know I like to pass the ball, but shit, we had to do what we had to do to win the game. And that's what the hell they going to do. And I'm excited. I like the AFC, but there's nobody fucking close to Kansas City, man. I will eat the crow. I will eat the crow. I don't mind it. But, I mean, I have before. Y'all remember the old podcast days? I was high as fuck on Andrew Luck. That motherfucker don't even play football no more. So I would eat the crow. I don't mind it. But nobody close, dog.
I mean, I understand from a team perspective, yes. But I think I understand what Shane is coming from. You have to understand Shane as a Green Bay Packer fan. When you have the best quarterback in the NFL and you've had the best offenses and you've had – number one seeds year in and year out, and you're title contender every year, you cannot continue to rely on those things year in and year out. They're hot right now, and they definitely will be there at the end. I think they'll be in the Super Bowl, but to say they're a runaway favorite to just smoke everybody and get there, I don't see it.
Yeah, but you still got those variables of COVID. You got those variables of losing starters.
Right.
And
Lamar's done with COVID, so I got that going for me.
He got the antibodies.
and I'll do you one better. If Patrick Mahomes has COVID, we're never gonna know.
Well, first of all, they won't play the Super Bowl until fucking March.
Right.
They postponed.
I think yeah. the AFC.
Who is the Chiefs backup?
Who started this past week?
Chad Henne.
Chad Henne.
Chad Henne
still
in
the NFL?
Motherfucking
yeah.
Michigan loser.
Motherfucking
Chad Henne.
Michigan legend.
Why are you doing this? Chad Henne, 0-1 this year as a starting quarterback. Know that.
Chad Henne still in the NFL. So, we got hot take city, man. Shane has called it. He's putting his money where his mouth is.
I don't even think it's a hot take. I mean, like, have you guys watched Kansas City? Have you watched Kansas City all year? Like, they have
the point. We watched them. Yes. A bet on every game. I've been telling DJ all year. He scored 10 points on Kansas City, so I can fucking catch the shit at -1.5. Or even give me a point and a half. I'm putting every fucking thing on. I saved Christmas. Give me them every week. It's like easy money. It's a sweat, but it's like shit, easy money.
Clarence, I want to live again. That's how you was.
Shane don't treat us like devil if that shit come to true. That motherfucker gonna be gloating like crazy.
I wish Shane this week on the Ravens. We on the Ravens this week, so I'm with him, shit.
What the fuck do you niggas be having all these outside conversations? I feel left out. Why you niggas don't text me?
We just thinking the same way.
Y'all niggas, every fucking Sunday. I was talking to Mike. I was talking to Shane. You niggas just be leaving me to my own devices up here? That's crazy.
I'm telling you, I'm buying all the Lamar stock. He's gonna light. I mean, this isn't exactly a hot take, but he's gonna light Tennessee up. That defense is.
I hope so. Cause Tennessee defense, they not good. I think I just saw a stat that they, it was 52% on third down, which is like the worst in like 30 years or something.
And Vrabel's supposed to be a defensive genius.
Quan, we play defense. Imagine being on the defense, giving up 52% of third downs.
Yeah, something like that. Like,
dog, I would
be on fucking defense.
now like, here's what we have. So if, let's just say, for example, all the favorites win, which I think most of us are pretty much in agreement that's a more likely case scenario.
Yeah.
The divisional games we have are fantastic. Mm-hmm. NFC, you would have
Green Bay,
Seattle at New Orleans, Tampa at Green Bay, and then the AFC, you got Pitt at Buffalo and Baltimore at Kansas City. I mean, if we do get that, I mean, that's really good potential right there.
Do you like the expanded playoff format?
No, I don't. I don't think it's fair that only one team gets a bye. I think the two seed should get a bye. I like the whole idea of you're just going to get weaker teams. Like, I got to watch Mitchell fucking Trubisky play quarterback in a playoff game Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Hell like, yeah. It ain't the first time. Let's not act like it's the first time.
What if he pull it off, man? I want him to pull it off so they extend his ass.
Hey, the Saints only beat us by 3, and it was an overtime earlier this year. Let's fucking go. I told y'all on this podcast when we first came back that we still in this shit. And you motherfuckers laughed at me. You laughed at me.
them red stripes are taking over.
I think we had an L5 next to us, so I think we still took one more L after that. I told y'all motherfuckers bear down.
The red stripes is taking over. Go ahead, get you another beer, Mike.
I got you. Let me finish this one.
So, I think the Bears could hang. I think the Bears could hang for sure.
I hope this is Drew Brees and Ben Roethlisberger's last game.
Me too. Get them out of here.
The end for them. I'm
get them out of here.
Like, I know that, you know, Brady's doing it and it's not great, but it's not horrible.
I don't know, like, he threw for 40 touchdowns. Like, that's still crazy.
Yeah, but like 7 of those came against the Lions.
All right.
I mean, no, this is it for Brees. This is it for Brees. I mean, Roethlisberger, Roethlisberger, like a true rapist, he's always gonna be lurking. You know, you're not gonna get rid of him that easy. He'll find a way to play like 3 more years.
Oh man.
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
This nigga wild, man.
Yo, we are never gonna make money off of this podcast.
This nigga's out of control. 6-game suspension for rape that was reduced to 4.
Should have been a whole season. That nigga should be arrested.
Should have been life. Should have never played another down of football. And the only person that ever talks about it is me. Nobody ever mentions it. Do they ever mention it on any show ever? Seriously, when was the last time you heard somebody say it? It's unbelievable.
It's a like, blip. Jokes like, when they were like, talking about, aside, like I mean, Antonio Brown, it's a blip. Like, they were talking about Antonio Brown, and then they was like, well, you know, Ben had his situation. But then back to Antonio Brown, and, like, it's always that, like, fast. And then I always call him Rapeless Burger. So, like, I always think about it. Like, I was like, man, get him out of here, bro. Like, I just, man, you can't be out of here like that. And then one of my guys called him Bathroom Star Ben.
Yeah,
so like,
who was saying that? I saw that.
So, like, every season, it's just, that's all I think about. Like, I can't see him and not think about it. Like, it's just, it's hard, man.
That nigga said, Ben's going to be lurking. The rapist. Jesus Christ. Well, we got some hot takes. We got you know what? I'm going to give you a look. I don't think that's a hot. It's very lukewarm. I think
Mike's take is hotter than mine by saying Kansas City is unbeatable.
I wouldn't say that at all.
I got a semi-hot take. I don't think it's not going to happen, but I really think the Colts is going to give Buffalo a better game than people expect.
Based off of what? Jonathan Taylor?
Jonathan Taylor. I don't know what the coaching or what the fuck, like, watching Jonathan Taylor week through six and then watching him now is that's a totally different football player. And I think he finished third in the league in rushing.
If
fucking Frank Wright can stop with the gimmick shit and they can just run the ball and keep Josh Allen off the field, I think it's going to be a better game than people expect.
Old man Philly, Philly Rivers in the cold though. I agree with your points. Your points make sense. But the problem is Buffalo's offense is so explosive. Like, I don't see how Indy can keep getting consistent stops, which means the running game. Yeah, well, it's nice. Rivers going to have to make plays to stay in that game.
Yeah.
So I don't really see how. I mean, I get what you're saying. I'm not saying you're wrong, but I mean, stopping Buffalo, that offense is.
Well, I think
it's going to be hard to score with them. Like, you're going to need like a big game out of T.Y. Hilton. And you don't even see a highlight from him till like week 12 or something. Yeah. So I don't know how they're going to do it. But we have seen Josh Allen in the playoffs. So with Josh Allen, do we get to see? Do we get to see a more mature Josh Allen who showed us why he was an MVP candidate? Or do we get a motherfucker who tries to throw a lateral to his lineman panicking?
No, that wasn't a bad play, man.
Or throw in triple coverage just because.
If whoever he lateraled that was paying attention, that wouldn't have been a bad play.
If my aunt had a dick, she'd be my Uncle Quan. Huh? You know that, right? If my aunt had a dick, my uncle.
Listen, man, that's what football is. Sometimes you got to do some shit, bro.
Nah, not Josh Allen, man.
Not Josh Allen.
All right, well, who you got? All right, who's your Super Bowl? Everybody, who's everybody got in the Super Bowl?
I got Kansas City, Tampa Bay.
DJ?
I got Kansas City and Green Bay. Hate to say it.
This nigga about to say something off the chain. Look, he's about to say some shit. Nigga, I got kids. Watch me drop this shit.
I got Green Bay. I think what they're doing right now is...
Oh, Shane convinced them.
No, it's they convinced me.
No, I'm talking about with Kansas City now. Because it's not that it's Kansas City,
but like you said, you make a point that, man, it's hard getting back to the Super Bowl back-to-back years, let alone win it. I've seen Green Bay do what the Packers have done. Like, they're explosive. They got a great quarterback, but that can't be what you rely on every week, every year. That something has to give. And yeah, I think it's going to be Kansas City and Green Bay, but like, it wouldn't surprise me if it is Buffalo. I'm not going to say Baltimore, but it wouldn't surprise me if it's Buffalo.
Kansas City and Tampa Bay.
See, I will agree with, I will say that Green Bay's is going to have a tougher time with Tampa Bay in the divisional game than they would in the NFC Championship with either New Orleans or Seattle. I think, would you guys agree with that? I mean, Tampa Bay is built to beat the Packers. They are that you defense, the way they can get after the quarterback. Yeah.
And I know if they're not looking ahead to Washington, I don't think they're going to be looking ahead past Washington, but you get Brady off a bye week. Like, that's the NFC Championship, and I think
– I'll be nervous for sure.
Yeah, like, it's – like, I hate to go against Aaron Rodgers.
At home, yeah, that's going to be
– at home.
That defense is after the quarterback.
You don't have to worry about it because the Bears are going to upset the Saints, and they're going to be pulling up the Lambo.
and he's right.
You don't even got to worry about that shit.
In that scenario, you're right.
If you listen, Mike is in the second red stripe.
I'm about to go get the third one. Hey, all I'm saying is we only lost to New Orleans by three. It was in the same place. You know what I'm saying? They don't have the Bayou Boys playing buckets outside and all that second last Sunday shit and fucking po' boy sandwiches and Zion Williamson fat ass in the fucking crowd. They don't have none of that shit going on. You know what I'm saying? My boy Mitch, hey, hottest offense in the NFL. That's all I'm saying. Hottest offense in the NFL. I don't give a fuck.
How far they going? How far they go? Let's put you on the spot. How far they go? Because if they win,
you ask me how far they go. Motherfucker's not making it out of this weekend, man. Y'all know that shit.
By third quarter of the Saints Bears games, Bears fans are already going to be starting to think about trade proposals. Watson.
The Trubisky tweet's going to be off.
We're going to be thinking about why the fuck did this nigga play good
this
the last
sorry, motherfucker.
Of the season. So that whatever the fuck they call it, Nagy, fucking bald headed, ugly ass gym teacher, PE specialist looking ass. And fucking Trubisky, why the fuck them three motherfuckers still on my team? That's what the fuck we're gonna be talking about third quarter.
All right,
this shit is frustrating, dog.
This is it. Go
ahead. Ohio State's gonna lose the next fucking day too. So this shit is just
gonna have a horrible weekend. Wow. Let's finish with this one. Reports out of Houston say Deshaun Watson wants out.
I'm home, baby. Where you should have been at?
Let me get this.
Let me get this.
It's our time to shine. I've been waiting for this moment since his junior year in college. I wanted us to tank for this motherfucker. We had an opportunity to draft this motherfucker, and we didn't. It is the 49ers' chance to shine. You got the Giants. You got the Colts. There's some teams. He's not going to trade to the in division. But you got some teams that's gonna need a quarterback, and there's none better than San Francisco.
It's Jimmy G. You got a Jimmy G fan?
No, it's not that nigga the dog. He can pack his shit. He can pack his shit.
He just hit y'all in the big game.
Other than Kittle and Bosa, everybody can fucking go. Everybody can fucking go.
All the running backs, dog. Y'all got like 10 running backs. That's all good.
I saw.
All them niggas can go.
What's the trade back? I saw three firsts.
That's where it starts.
Yeah, it's three firsts, a second rounder, and a player is what like I saw people throwing around.
I mean, you do it. And I saw who's an idiot today. It was some blue checkmark NFL guy said, Dolphins fans, would you give up your two first round picks and two for Deshaun Watson? Who won't even be in the league in 5 years? Two won't be in the league in 5 years. He's not
here. I can't believe.
That's my take. He ain't it. He ain't
every,
it.
Everybody was on the Tua train.
He ain't it. Herbert. Herbert. They fucked up by not taking Herbert.
Yeah.
Oh, Herbert the shit. I fuck with
Herbert. Herbert is the real deal, dude.
Herbert got lost in that Tua hype, and then it was like, whoa, this motherfucker Joe Burrow is actually really good. This motherfucker gonna throw 100 touchdowns this year. And Herbert was just like, all right, I'll just shell over here, Oregon. You know, I'm the most NFL ready motherfucker out of all of them just by the eye test.
Yeah.
So yeah, and shit, Tyrod Taylor had to take the L. Sorry, bro. Like shit, he took the L for Andrew Luck in the fucking ball game, and he took the L for Mayfield in the fucking Browns. He took the L for Josh Allen, and now he took the L for fucking Herbert. Like this motherfucker just hooked. Like if you want a good quarterback on your team, pick up Tyrod Taylor. That motherfucker's gonna be.
And he got his lung punctured by the fucking doctor.
He didn't even get anything for it. No settlement, nothing.
Nothing. Yeah.
Mike, is Deshaun Watson gonna be a Chicago Bear?
No, man, you know that. You know they don't want no nigga quarterback. Only ones they had was Henry Burris and fucking Slash. They don't want no motherfucker.
Jason Campbell.
He like Native American.
Get on every team.
Don't that motherfucker got sickle cell or some shit, right? Like some weird shit.
And Quan, I'm the one.
We can about to go get a sponsor, yo.
That was just a Tupac quote, you know.
I was just about to say you dropping Tupac quotes.
That was hit him up, right?
I really wish it was possible though. Like, and I mean, it's like you constantly hear, if you choose Mitchell Trubisky over me, you're going to have to live with the consequences. This motherfucker said that 2-3 months before the draft, and it was like, how do you not take him? But yeah, he's not gonna be on the Bears, man.
Shane, where you see Deshaun Watson next year?
I doubt he gets traded. I mean, that I got to
that's
trade.
A stupid,
Sorry, I mean, I cannot believe that, you know, this, whatever this issue is, can't be ironed out. I mean, it's not, I mean, the guy's not even, he's just entering his prime. I mean, yeah. this is a proven above average quarterback. Like you put him, like if San Francisco picked up Deshaun Watson, they're the best team in the NFC. Mm. Like, I mean, he will elevate a team to stardom. Like, he is that fucking good.
Automatic contender, no matter what team it goes 100%. To.
100%. So I'd be shocked to see that trade actually go through. I mean, I think the number one name that's going to be out there this offseason for a team looking to update quarterback is going to end up being Matthew Stafford.
Mm. Was it the GM move that pissed him off?
Yeah,
he tweeted something. He wasn't happy, but I don't know why. I'm kind of behind on that.
I think they hired that Patriots dude.
Yeah, and like they didn't do like a complete search. It was kind of like a known fact that dude was coming because they was talking to him last year about the job. And basically they kind of gave him the little wink, like, yeah, bro, you gonna have it. And I guess Watson was, you know, mad about that because he don't feel like that they did a complete search.
And the GM or the head coaching job?
The GM. GM is a former Patriot.
And that's, don't forget, I mean, you got to realize that Deshaun Watson still has to have a sour taste about them trading DeAndre Hopkins for a washed up running back. DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, top three receiver. Some people say he's the best. I mean, he's top three receiver for sure, right? I mean, to trade him for literally no reason. That shit adds up. That shit adds up for frustration for a quarterback. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah.
And you know, that's a whole other story. DeAndre Hopkins went to another team with a quarterback that's not any good. So, you know, that hurt. That's another guy. Hey, fuckers, we're talking about him as the next Russell Wilson. Get the fuck out of here. He's not even half as good as Russell Wilson.
What was I
tweeted it like a month and a half ago. Keep Kyle Murray in the pocket. He's Cade McNown.
You think he'll be
Cade McNown? Oh no.
Keep Kyler Murray in the pocket and do the
Cade McNown, no way.
Cliff Kingsbury is awful.
Yeah, so, no, I mean, he should be no coach.
He should not be a head coach in the NFL. Absolutely so I think not. That whatever
he was awful in college.
Exactly. He never won. They listed all his like starting quarterbacks, and they said he has never won more than 8 games with Mahomes, Baker Mayfield, Kyler Murray, somebody else that I'm
somebody
missing.
Somebody else.
He has never won more than 8 games as a coach with all those guys in college. Come on.
I mean, obviously, I'm being so a little sarcastic with the Cade McNown thing, but I'm not high on Kyler Murray. I'm just not.
That was just a fucking jab, a nasty ass jab as a fucking Packers fan.
You niggas been talking about Michigan and the Lions and all this shit.
Like, that motherfucker, Michigan and the Lions, that motherfucker's not playing right now. The Bears are. That shit hurts.
Got a point.
Speaking of, I don't know how true it is, but I saw McDaniels bringing Gase and Patricia.
I saw that tweet.
I hope that's fake.
To where?
To Houston.
Houston.
I think it got debunked, but I promise to God, if Matt Patricia gets a job,
McDaniels is the coach.
I mean, people go criticize Adam Gase for the rest of his life, but when he was a coordinator, he was damn good. He's a shitty head coach. But that motherfucker was a hell of a play caller when he was a coordinator.
He's really good, very good coordinator for sure, P. I agree.
Salah, the worst head coaching hire this offseason is going to be that roided up idiot from San Francisco, Robert Salah. I'm telling you. He screams those
bias. Adam Gase? Adam Gase is trash.
No. I'm saying that's going to be hired as a head coach this offseason.
Going to Detroit.
Why do you think that's going to be such a bad move, Shane?
Because
I'm guessing trying.
First of all, when was the last – how many – in this era, how often does a defensive coordinator get hired as a head coach and he turns out to be good? Like, can you name any off the top of your head? In this era.
It's hard to gauge because this era has been the Sean McVay era. Like, are they looking for this young, hot-shot-minded
– Green Bay found
offensive
him.
Coach. Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan's a very good coach. Like, think about it. Quan's thinking about it right now. Who was the last defensive coordinator that was hired as a head coach that you say, yeah, that's a really good coach? Vic Fangio was one of the best defensive coordinators in the league, and he's been a horrible head coach.
Pete Carroll.
John Elway hasn't done him any favors with that bullshit he's been giving him at quarterback either, though.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, they hired Vance Joseph.
I agree with you saying, like, there hasn't been a defensive
Todd Bowles was terrible. Then he goes back to Tampa, and now he's good again. Like, I mean, some guys.
Why do you think that? I mean, I'm starting to be on the your best defense is a fucking high octane offense. You can control the ball. You can one play them over top. And I think that's why I'm so high on Kansas City, because you have to, it's a quarterback driven league. It's always been, but now so more than ever, because nobody fucking runs the ball for 30 or 40 times a game. The passing game is an extension of the run game. You get screens, dink and dunk, all that stuff. Like, the only thing you really need out of your defense is three or four stops a game.
I really want to see the guy from Kansas City. How do you pronounce Bienemy? I really want to see him get a head coaching job, because I think, like, that's the kind of guy that should get a chance as a head coach. Somebody that understands offense. Like,
somebody to play football.
At a good
level. I think
the league is about offense.
I think he was good.
But the thing, though, Shane, though, is, you know, you make a good point with the defensive coordinators, but a lot of this has really stemmed from the college game. So much of college football has been integrated in the NFL, and now these guys they've put pride aside, and they say, we can win games by putting the ball in our best player hands. We spread the field out, put the ball in this guy's hands, and let him go do his thing. And that's why these teams are taking chances on a Lincoln Riley. Like, that name seems to be hot the last 3 years. Urban Meyer name is picking back up again. And, like, a defensive-minded coach, Matt Rhule from Baylor, but his situation is a lot different. He took a bad situation and made it good in Baylor and got Panthers. But it's, this extension of college football and these spread offenses and getting these athletes the ball, and they don't think it is happening in the NFL and it's working. And I think that's the trend that's going to be here for a while. Like, you know, Shane dissed, you know, he dissed Kyler Murray. I don't know if Kyler Murray would have been a number one draft pick if we didn't see this type of football in today's game. Like, he translates to what the NFL is doing today. He wouldn't have been a first overall pick 10 years ago.
No,
right. That's why you got a guy like Trey Lance, who only played one game, but they're looking at what they think he can do and what kind of stud he can be. Yeah, I feel you.
Right. Trevor Lawrence fits the game perfectly. He's an ideal number one draft pick, and he will be one.
You know,
you can't just draft a guy number one and say, okay, this kid's a stud, he's gonna be who he is. You have to, now the NFL is catering to these players of, we have to build our offense around him. Know what his strengths are. We know what his strengths are. Let's build the team to what his strengths are, and that's how you be successful.
But is that
Lamar Jackson is the perfect example.
Is that honestly the case, though? Because, like, we've only seen one of these new age quarterbacks win, and that's Mahomes. Like, everything else has been Brady, old style of football.
Yeah, you say that, but you go look and rank at the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. How many of them are new, young, fresh quarterbacks? But I mean, that's the wave of today's game. Yeah, winning is different. I mean, that's a team game. Yeah, Brady's been there. Brady's done it. Brady's about to do it again this year.
But it's going to be done in a bit. So, Brady, once all the niggas done, all you about to see is all these new age quarterbacks winning. And then
last 2 years, like, it was only really, like, 8 quarterbacks that was really good. Like, good. And now it's a lot. It's a bunch. It's like – and then you got to – who? Okay, so we'll go with your perennials, because they're playing, so they have to be good. Brady is still playing right now. He's still all right. Breeze.
I'm glad they cut him off, because
But, you know, we'll give him a second here and see if he can get back.
That's the red stripe that got him froze like
but
that.
The problem is you have to build around a guy like Lamar Jackson now if you want sustained success. Because think about it. 2 years ago, that Bears defense was as good as we've seen in many, many years. But the way the NFL is now, you just cannot consistently have defenses that produce like that. The game is officiated to help the offensive players. So like that's
why if they could score 21 points, that Bears defense would have messed around and went to the Super Bowl. But
that was a 1 year thing. And last year their defense regressed. It just regressed because
Fangio, it's not sustainable.
I think it is
to like a certain extent, but like you said, you do have to build around these guys. But like the coaching played a part in it, and it's a lot more other factors that we not mentioning. But it like if you could score, 23 points, I mean, have your defense only give up, let's say 23 points, you might be a top one defense, which we haven't really saw, but like this new age, it's kind of like, well, offensive players get to do whatever, and then you can't be a stick like in a pocket. That's why, like when y'all was talking about Mac Jones, I was like, bro, like he gonna get crushed, like, because Phillip Rivers type of guys, they working their way on out.
I said Mac Jones was a better college quarterback than Tua. Mac Jones is gonna be a good pro.
But some of them said pro, and I feel like that if you're drafting a guy in the first round, you're expecting him to start soon. So regardless of like, well, first round quarterback this and that, like you're not gonna waste a first round draft pick on a guy that's like a project, and we're gonna give him 4 years. No, that ain't the league no more. So like,
but that's doing them a disservice.
It is, but that's what it is now. So you got like a couple of years before niggas start calling you a bum. And then they trying to drive somebody else. Or you got 1 year before your team just give up on you.
Nigga, Tua,
you got 1 year.
They giving up on Tua already.
Josh Rosen, whoever else. So you got like, man, it's a prove it. Like, hey, bro, you better come in this league ready, because it's no more sitting back waiting for the veteran to get done. Nah, bro.
But man, go ahead, Shane.
I just a little off topic here. I wanted to bring up something that P-Jack said, and it reminded me. So one of the reasons I like Baltimore a lot is because I do think, and I, even though I can't stand him or the family, I do think John Harbaugh is a good coach that makes the right tough decision. He's going for it on 4th-and-4 at the 47. Last year against Tennessee, and I just saw this stat the other day, and I vaguely remember the game. My brain is kind of fried. Baltimore got stopped on 5 fourth downs of 4th-and-4 or less last year in that game. That's just like, you're stopping Lamar Jackson. Lamar's one of the hardest quarterbacks on fourth down to stop, because he can hand it. You don't know if he's going to throw, he's going to run, or he's going to hand it off. Like, that's something I don't see repeating itself. Like, that was the wrong side of variance. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I think, like, when you have a coach and a quarterback combination like Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, somebody so explosive, and a coach that pretty much just gives him free reins to do whatever he wants, they're dangerous as hell, man. And I know, like, I know what Kansas City is, and I know what Mahomes is, and nothing Mike said was wrong about him. But I think Baltimore has that recipe to beat a team like that. Mike, we have to do some business when we get to this game. You know, we might have to we might have to make some sort of, not necessarily money. We're gonna have to figure something out if we get to this game. The last person on this podcast, I made a
DJ saying you have PCA.
Hold on, I want to get to that, because DJ is not aware of this. Quan and Mike are, so I want to bring him up to speed. Last person on the podcast, DJ, when we did this original podcast, me and P-Jack made a pizza bet, two large pizzas, on the Oklahoma-Georgia game in the very first college football playoff, like, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago?
3 or 4 years ago, yeah.
And I lost. Who did I? I had Oklahoma, right? Yeah, I had Oklahoma. Yep. I got his fucking ass kicked. You know what I did, DJ? You know what I did? That weekend, I ordered his fat ass two large pizzas, and I paid for
it. Yes, he did.
Now let's go back to 2 years ago in the NBA playoffs. Boston Celtics, Milwaukee Bucks. Boston wins game one, and I'm tweeting about it's one game. Stop overreacting. Everybody chill the fuck out. And fucking and Morrisel Tibbs over there starts chirping me, going starts chirping me, saying, no, you're wrong. But he was going all in. He was joining the Paul Pierce. Oh, no, Boston's going to win this series. So we decided we're going to bet pizza on it. And guess what happened?
We did.
We bet pizzas. Milwaukee won 4 straight. And guess what?
You ain't get paid.
I still haven't got my fucking
pizza. Still waiting on this motherfucker to tell me what pizza, what address, where I'm sitting.
You going
to
pay what you owe.
Like, nigga ain't told me nothing. I pay my bets.
You going to pay what you owe.
I will be glad to order you. I'll order your ass a pizza.
Shane, I feel like you, based off the interest, you owe like 3 or 4 pizzas.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. I wish the motherfucker give me the information I need. I can hook him up.
We got to
We'll get there. But we're gonna have a good if it goes, some sort of good if it goes wager when we get Baltimore and Kansas City between me and Mike. We got to have something. We got to cook something up here.
Mike, let's show good quarterbacks now.
Oh yeah, my internet messed up, y'all. Okay, so good quarterback. So I'm gonna go with the perennials because they're perennials and it's still playing. Their teams are in the Super Bowl. I mean, in the playoffs because of them. So I'm gonna go with Ben, Breeze, Brady, them three right there. Rodgers. Now Rodgers is actually a good quarterback. Like he's actually like he's MVP
his
ball.
Game translates.
Right. Brady is still that dude. Like it just is what it is. And I hate Brady. Like it's only been the last couple of years I've been giving dude his props. So that's 4 right there that I would rather want. And remember now, I have bad takes on quarterbacks because I'm a Chicago Bears fan. So I don't know what a good quarterback is.
What you know, hey, I'll be telling lies. I don't know what a good quarterback is. What you know about it?
But okay, so then we got Mahomes. We got Watson. We got Lamar Jackson. Let's see who else. Let's go division by division.
Herbert.
So the West, who you say? Herbert. Yeah, fuck it. Let's go with Herbert right away.
The boy, let's go division.
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, you know, I'll give it to Josh Allen. Hearing Quan call Russell Wilson a good quarterback is like, that's amazing.
Never.
But yeah, Wilson for sure. Is Jared Goff good, y'all?
No, he's horrible, no. Actually. That's another guy. He'll be selling used car insurance in 5 years if he blows through the millions.
I ain't going to say. I think he's going to turn into a backup, like a serviceable backup.
Yeah, that's
so I said him because he was a number one pick. So that's the only reason why I asked him, because he was a number one pick. We know Carson Wentz sucks, so he don't play no more. Dak Prescott is a good quarterback.
Yeah, he is, Juan. Don't make that face.
I'll give you that.
He's a very good quarterback.
Because if he was to
early on, I would have said no.
Yeah, me too. I didn't think he was good at all. So I mean,
he was about to turn into my Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it worked out for him, though. So that's the East. There's no other good quarterbacks in the East. Jalen Hurts will be a good quarterback one day. Not enough film, though, so I'm not going to put him in there. But he will be a good quarterback.
So what you got, Ryan, right now?
I lost count, nigga.
Where are you on Kyler Murray? Where are you on Kyler Murray?
I need one more year, but I like him a lot, though. I like him a lot. But like you said, in the pocket, he's something else. But this is a new NFL. They designed it for him to get outside of that, and he be taking off a motherfucker. So
he can't take hits like Lamar can, though. Lamar's bigger and stronger.
He's a small dude, but man, that motherfucker can fly up the field. Hopkins is, man, that makes him even more better. Like it makes it easier for him, man.
Out of all those guys you named, I'd say you could take Breeze off, Ben off, because they're gone. So you got Brady will be gone in a year or two. Mm-hmm. I think Aaron Rodgers' game is the only one of those guys that translates into what the NFL is trying to do now.
Definitely.
So we're back to only like 6 or 7 good quarterbacks in the NFL.
I still think it's more, though, because then I go to the South. I'm not going to call Tannehill a good quarterback, but he's very serviceable.
He's serviceable.
I would love he's to solid. Have him on the Chicago Bears because he's not a bad quarterback.
He's not going to lose to a game.
And they wrote him off. They wrote him off completely. And, I mean, dude did play receiver in college. Like, I mean, so just having that athletic ability alone, like, is valuable. Like, we're supposed to have a dual threat quarterback in the Bears, and I haven't seen that shit yet. But so I'll say he's not – good, but he's not bad either. So like, I would want him. I would take him. Like, I would start him. Like, he's not a bad starter in the NFL.
He's like, I give him a 10, 11.
What about Sam Darnold?
Nah, fuck him. Sam Darnold. Cam Newton.
Sam Darnold hadn't had a chance.
About Cam yet, Newton is, Cam Newton was like fourth or fifth in rushing touchdowns.
It hurts to say it. I love
Cam. After that Super Bowl, it's been curtains.
I'm trying to find reasons to put Cam there, but I just can't do it. But like, the thing I will say is he will score you points at the minimum. Like, if he can't do shit else, he's gonna score. He's gonna get in the end zone. So
he said he doesn't want to be a backup though.
He don't want to be no backup, man.
Where is he gonna play? Where he can start? Like, what? I don't see.
Bring that to Chicago. I would have loved having Cam Newton this year.
Hey, listen. Mitch Trubisky got relationship eyes with Mitch Trubisky. Everybody ain't good, my nigga.
I prefaced this by saying I don't know what a good thing is. So if I'm wrong, it's okay. Let me be wrong. I'm okay with being wrong. If we go into the AFC North, you got Lamar. Joe Burrow is going to be a good quarterback. We haven't seen the film. He got hurt this year. He's going to be a good quarterback, though. Dude's legit. If we're giving it to Justin Herbert, I got to give it to Joe Burrow. Even though we saw a lot more of Herbert. Herbert is the real fucking deal, though. But Joe Burrow is going to be a good quarterback. I hate Baker Mayfield. Fuck him. I don't care what the fuck he does. Fuck him. So what we at, like 10-ish, 11-ish?
That's about 10 to 11.
But that's more than we had like
Matthew,
2 seasons.
Matthew Stafford? You didn't say Matthew Stafford, David Carr.
Matty 5K, I fuck with Stafford, but it's just, he playing for the Lions, dog. It's only
Stafford,
so
hey, you know what, Mike? Mike, get Stafford. I want to see Stafford go to the Broncos. They got good receiver, Jerry Jeudy, Cortland Sutton. They got good weapons around him, good tight end and fan.
And they have
running
good
game.
They have
good Stafford
backs.
There in the fucking mile high.
11.
He can run that ball.
Or even Matt Ryan.
1,100 yard rushers in his entire career. One top five defense.
You're starting a team tomorrow. You're drafting Kyler Murray or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts. You can call. I think just
for me, it's 1,000% Hurts. But I'm curious to hear.
I'm taking Hurts because with his size and
he's big. I didn't realize he's that big and strong. Like he is bigger and stronger than I think.
Hurts too, man. And I didn't like Kyler Murray at all. I thought Kyler Murray was gonna be a bum. I thought that was a bad pick. I thought he was gonna be another number one pick. Like, you know, did good in college and not good, and they tried to build a shit. But dude is decent. But Jalen Hurts, man, Jalen Hurts got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, some people got it, but some people have it. And the Eagles, I used to kind of like the Eagles when I was a kid because they always gave black quarterbacks a chance, and it's like they're doing it again. I think the Eagles going to be okay with him. They get him some support. The running game is okay, but like, they get him some real receivers that can catch the damn ball. Like, they're really big on Reagor, but dude is just fast. Like, but they get some good support around him. I think Hurts can do well. And then the fact he plays in the NFC leagues, I think Chase Young will be chasing his ass for the next 10 years probably. But like, I think he can do very well, man. I would for Hurts.
He gonna last longer because of the physicality.
We're a year away from saying Chase Young's the best defensive player in the entire league.
Listen,
I know you got. Hey, I know you got Maga Bosa on your team, but still.
No, Chase, I'm not even thinking. Until somebody dethrone Aaron Donald, then we'll have that conversation.
He's gonna get older, man.
He's
slowing down.
I'm not talking down on Aaron Donald. I'm saying Chase Young, dude.
I heard you saying. I'm not talking about no fucking Bosa, though.
I thought you were going Maga Bosa just because he's on your team. He's always very fucking good, but man. Chase Young's about to be the best defensive player in the league.
I just hear Ohio State players all over the place. You know what I'm saying? So
That's how we're going to end this podcast today. We're not saying Ohio State on this shit.
Let me know how cool to do it over there, my guy.
Listen, man. Hey. That nigga gonna be Brian Westbrook. Gonna be Brian Westbrook, man. I don't know what game it was where he got cooked. I was like, this nigga's trash.
Yeah, I remember that.
But the scheme was terrible over there, man. This nigga was a press man corner, and these niggas did not press. So I'm not too scared of his upside. He showed it sometimes, but Yeah, he headed towards Brian Westbrook territory. They talking about moving him to safety already. That's not a good sign. So we had a good conversation. We got some good Dabo slander in. We got some good talk about the NFL playoffs. We know you guys are looking forward to what happens this weekend. Look out for a hot take from Shane and Mitch Trubisky cooking the Saints in Red Stripe World. We hope you guys have a good weekend. We hope you guys enjoy the national championship game, and we'll see you next time on the Good Podcast.